If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
It is Van Buren's ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 48-36.
Yeah, we held Van Buren to 7 points during that quarter. We scored 12, so we outscored them by 5. We're going to have to do a lot better than that in this fourth quarter, but they have kind of went cold on their shooting. Can we get hot? That's the question.
Glenwood McDonald inbound from the far sideline into Drew Brazel. We're back underway. Gives it back to McDonald. Now Cooley has it on the right side, up top to Brazel. Over on the left, Gazelle to McDonald. Gives it back to Gazelle, over to Brazel. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Duke.
That's a good start.
Tate will walk it into the front court. Gives it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert will dribble up to the top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is saved by Brazel into McDonald. McDonald across the timeline. Drills to the right elbow. Goes into the lane. Kicks out to Gazelle. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds controlled by Dewey. Back quickly comes Blaine Tate. He's going coast-to-coast for the layup. His basket, oh, won't go, but he draws contact. And they'll add to the free throw lines. We're 49 seconds into this final period. Trenton Cooley picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one, against Van Buren here in the fourth quarter. Blaine Tate at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 5 points so far this evening. First shot for Tate is up. No good.
Well, he's just having a rough night around that rim. That one went all the way down, halfway down the cylinder before it came up.
So Tate with one more free throw. Second shot is up. He misses both. And foul's going to be called on the rebound tent. They're going to get Braden Dewey, I believe.
Yep.
That's his second personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the final period. 7-11 left in the game. So it stays 48-36, Van Buren with the lead. McDonald into the front court. It's like a, is it 1-3-1 maybe?
Matchup zone.
All right, Cooley with it on the right side. Pass to McDonald, knocked away by Dewey. Goes outbounds on the far sideline. Van Buren will inbound with 6:54 left in the game. 19 left on the shot clock. Inbound pass goes to Cooley. Over on the left side to Gazelle. Up to Brazel. Now McDonald, then has in the corner. Gives up top to Gazelle. Over the left side to Brazel. Over to Cooley. Down to five. Ball goes to Brazel. Back to Cooley. He's going to pull up for the three to beat the buzzer. In and out. And the rebound's controlled by Tate.
Another good stop by the Bombers. Got to put something in the hole here.
Ball goes up top to McLean. Finds Dewey in the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. Good. Braden Dewey with 13 on the night. 48-38. Van Buren's lead cut to 10. 6:15 left in the game. Ball goes over to Cooley on the right side. Up to Brazel. Back to Cooley. Up top to Gazelle. Gazelle's going to dribble into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McLean. Now Tom with a chance to go back down to single digits. Ball goes to Tate in the left wing. Up top to Dewey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McDonald.
That would have been a big one. That would have got it down to 7.
Yep. 5:47 left in the game. 48-38. Van Buren with the ball in the lead. McDonald. He'll give it to Brazel. Now Tomlin man-to-man this time. Brazel dribbles to the right side. Figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Gazelle. Gazelle with it near the top. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Gazelle's going to go in for the leaner. Good. Jackson Gazelle was 16 on the night.
Kind of was nimble as a gazelle right there, kind of working his way in.
Boy,
and
no
out.
Kidding.
He had some nifty footwork.
50-38, Van Buren leading it. 5:10 left. Ball goes to McLean. Over to Dewey on the left side. Dewey's going to drill toward the lane, put up the jumper. No good. Tate couldn't get the tip in, and the rebound's controlled by McDonald. He'll be fouled in the backcourt. See what they get here. They're going to get Braden Dewey. That is his third personal foul, second team foul against Mount Tonome here in the foul period. 4:57 left in the game. Van Buren with the ball, leading by 12. Brazel in the front court, gives it to McDonald. Now over to Cazell on the left side, down to McDonald in the corner. He's going to dribble into Lane, going up for the runner. No good, and the rebound's controlled by McLean. 4:40 left. McLean going to dribble into Lane, going up for the layup. No good, and the rebound is chased down by Cazell. He's quickly back the other way, going coast to coast for the layup. It goes in.
Jackson Cazell.
And Mount Tom's quickly going to take timeout. So a little break with 4:26 left to play in the game. It is Van Buren leading Mount Tonome 52-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
Mount Tonome taking the timeout with 4:26 left to play in the game as they trail 52-38 to Van Buren. Boy, Jackson Cazell, man, he just used his speed to his advantage that last
game. He did. He got that rebound, just took off, and he went coast to coast, and Mountain Home couldn't do really anything about it.
So we're back underway. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court for Mount Tonome, dribbles to the right side. Rick Gilbert checked in during the timeout, gives it up top to Tate. Over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Brazel chases down the rebound. Then loses it out of bounds. It is off his hands. And Mount Tonome's going to get back on their end of the basket. End of the floor, that is.
And Mount Tonome had a good look. Rhett Gilbert over there on that corner. Kind of flare out three. Had a really good look at it. Just unable to make it happen.
Tate will inbound the ball. Gets it to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Harris. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Mount Tonome wanted a foul call there. They're not going to get it. McDonald with the front court. And now the foul against Mount Tonome. Blaine Tate picks up his second personal foul, 13th foul against the Bombers here in the third quarter. So they got one more foul to give this game.
Yeah, this just, we talked about during that break there. We were talking about it, Matt, and this just feels like one of those, the game, like, just get it down under 10 and you have a chance to make a big shot and just can't get it to fall. And then all of a sudden, you know, they come down, hit a three, hit a layup, and they're right back up 14.
Den's going in for the runner. No good. Clank gets the rebound. 3:40 left. Ball goes to Gilbert in the left corner. He splits a couple defenders, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Van Buren. See if they get that one, too. A.G. Denton picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against Van Buren here in the fourth quarter. So 3:35 left in the game. Tate will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gives it to Harris in the right corner. Out to Gilbert. Thought about three instead. He's going to dribble into the lane. Trying to go up for the reverse layup. A little too far underneath the basket. And Van Buren comes up with the rebound. Ball goes to Cazell on the right side. Cazell's going to dribble into the lane. Going to put up the turnaround jumper. No good. And Tate gets a rebound. Tate quickly across the timeline. Throws out to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's controlled by Tate. He goes back up with it. He can't get that to go. May have been partially blocked. And the rebound's controlled by Van Buren. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this game. is a 14-point lead, and Van Buren's going to take the timeout. So we'll break with 2:53 left to play in the game. It is Van Buren leading Mount Home 52-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Van Buren taking the timeout with 2:53 left to play in the game. They'll inbound the ball, leading 52-38. It will be Drew Brazel inbounding the ball on the near sideline. Gets it into Cazell over on the other end. Back to Brazel on the up top. He dribbles on the left side, goes back up to the top. And a kickball is going to be called against McGee Harris. It was. So shot clock won't reset. It stays at 18. So it'd be Brazel inbounding the ball to Denton. Back to Brazel. Over to Cazell on the right side. Now Cooley has it. Back up top to Cazell. To McDonald. He's going to put up the jumper at the elbow. Good. Matt McDonald with 19 on the night. 54-38. Van Buren up. 2:20 left in the game. McClain with it. Dribbling on the left side. Gives it to Harris. Now over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble into the paint. Puts up the leaner. No good. And the rebound is chased down. Controlled by Tate. He will give it to Dewey. Dewey puts up the jumper in the lane. Good.
Good hustle there by Blaine Tate. And, you know, man, poor Rhett Gilbert just cannot get a shot to fall
tonight.
No, he
can't.
He's had some good looks at it, and he just can't get one to go down.
Less than 2 minutes left to play in the game. 54-40, Van Buren leading it. Ball goes to Brazel. Over to Cazell on the right side. To McDonald. He finds Denton in the lane for the layup. Good. A.G. Denton with five. 56-40, Van Buren leading it. 1:38 left. Tate with it. Gives it to Gilbert. Up top to McClain. McClain's going to pull up on the right side for the three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by McDonald. Brazel into the front court. He'll be fouled. As the last foul, Mount Tom has to give in this game. Ray Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mount Tom here in the fourth quarter. 1:23 left. It's a 16-point Van Buren advantage. He gets into McDonald. McDonald's going to go into the lane for the runner. No good. Tate gets a rebound.
And Blaine Tate's been a rebounding machine for the Bombers tonight.
Yes, he has. Tate's going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he's fouled. Blaine Tate will go to the line for the and-one situation. Jackson Cazell picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Pointers here in the fourth quarter. So Blaine Tate will go back to the free throw line for one. He's so far 0-2 from the line with 7 points. So Blaine Tate's free throw is up. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Cooley. And the foul's going to be called. Braden Dewey picks up his fourth personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against Mountain Home. So I believe it'll be Trent Cooley at the free throw line with 1:10 left. So far, Cooley 2 of 2 from the line with 6 points. So Trent Cooley's first free throw is up and good. One more to shoot. Second shot for Cooley is up, and he gets both. He's got eight on the night. 58-42, Van Buren up. Over a minute left. Gilbert with the ball up top. He throws over to Tate on the left side. Tate's going to dribble to Lane, going in for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Dewey. He puts it back up and in. Braden Dewey with 17 on the night. Inbound pass goes to Brazel, back to McDonald, back to Brazel. 43 seconds left. Ball goes to Denton. He mishandles the ball, and Harris comes up with the steal. He's back the other way with it. He's going to throw it to Tate, who's going in for the layup. Good. Blaine Tate with nine.
If you want to get this under 10, if you can.
Yep.
You got to try to get this under 10 for those tiebreaker points.
Shot clock is off. Brazel will give it to McDonald, to Cooley. I don't know if they're aware of it. Ball goes to Brazel. I think they're just going to let the clock run out. Forget about those tiebreaker points.
Yeah.
McDonald gives it to Denton. Down to three. Now to Gazelle. And they're just going to let the clock run out, and it's going to be a 12-point win for Van Buren. Well, I'll tell you what. It's just a rough go overall, especially shooting from Mount Home tonight.
Yeah, didn't shoot the ball well. We were able to keep them down a little bit to start the third and fourth quarter, and just unable to put the ball through the hoop to take advantage of it.
Our final score, Mountain Home falls to Van Buren tonight, 58-46 in this boys' matchup. We'll come back with the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Winmore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get